Welcome, everyone, to our service of worship, Church of St. Martin in Davis, California. Bless the Lord who forgives all our sins. His mercy endures forever. Jesus said, "The first commandment is this, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is your only Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, Love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these." Let us confess our sins unto God, against God and our neighbor.
Most merciful Lord,
we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy upon you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. God be with you. Let us pray. Almighty God, you know that we have no power in ourselves to help ourselves. Keep us both outwardly in our bodies and inwardly in our souls, that we may be defended from all adversities which may happen to the body and from all evil thoughts which might assault and hurt the soul. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. You may be seated, brother, for the readings.
A reading from the book of Exodus. Then God spoke all these words. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods above before me. You shall not make for yourself an idol, whether in the form of anything that is in heaven above, or that is on the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them or worship them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing children for the iniquity of parents to the third and fourth generation of those who reject me, but showing steadfast love to the thousandth generation of those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not make wrongful use of the name of the Lord your God, for the Lord will not acquit anyone who misuses his name. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. For 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. But the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. You shall not do any work. You, your son or your daughter, your male or female slave, your livestock, or the alien resident in your towns. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them, but rested on the seventh day. Therefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and consecrated it. Honor your father and your mother so that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or male or female slave, or ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
Thanks be to God.
Please join in reading Psalm 19. The heavens declare your glory, O God, and the firmament shows your handiwork. One day tells its tale to another, and one night imparts knowledge to another. Although they have no words or language, and their voices are not heard, their sound has gone out into all lands, and their message to the ends of the world. In the deep you have set a pavilion for the sun. It comes forth like a bridegroom out of his chamber. It rejoices like a champion to run its course. It goes forth from the uttermost edge of the heavens and runs about to the end of it again. Nothing is hidden from its burning heat. Your law, O God, is perfect and revives the soul. Your testimony is sure and gives wisdom to the innocent. Your statutes are just and rejoice the heart.
Your commandment is clear and gives light to the eyes.
The fear of you is clean and endures forever.
Your judgments are true and righteous altogether.
More to be desired are they than gold,
more than much fine gold,
sweeter far than honey and honey in the comb. By them also is your servant enlightened,
and in keeping them there is great reward. Who can tell how often one offends? Cleanse me from my secret faults. Above all, keep your servant from his presumptuous sins. Let them not get dominion over me. Then I shall be whole and sound and innocent of great offense. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight.
O God, my strength and my redeemer.
A reading from the first letter to the church in Corinth. The message about the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the discernment of the discerning I will thwart. Where is the one who is wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world did not know God through wisdom, God decided through the foolishness of our proclamation to save those who would believe. For Jews demand signs and Greeks desire wisdom. But we proclaim Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles. But to those who are the called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. For God's foolishness is wiser than human wisdom, and God's weakness is stronger than human strength. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
Thanks be to God. The Holy Gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
The Passover of the Jews was near, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. In the temple, he found people selling cattle, sheep, and doves, and the money changers seated at their tables. Making a whip of cords, he drove them all out of the temple, both the sheep and the cattle. He also poured out the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. He told those who were selling the doves, "Take these things out of here. Stop making my Father's house a marketplace." His disciples remembered that it was written, "Zeal for your house will consume me." The Jews then said to him, "What sign can you show us for doing this?" Jesus answered them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews then said, "This temple has been under construction for 46 years, and will you raise it up in 3 days?" But he was speaking of the temple of his body. After he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered what he had said this, and they believed the scripture and the word that Jesus had spoken. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Today's story takes place in the desert. A lot of stories about the people of God take place in the desert. And so it's important to remember what it's like. The desert is a dangerous place, and people only go there if they have to. In the desert, there's very little food, and without food, we die. In the desert, there's very little water, and without water, we die. The wind shapes the desert, changes its shape. People can get lost. Some people never come back. In the desert, it's very, very hot during the day. And the wind blows the sand against your skin. It can sting. So people have to wear a lot of clothing to protect themselves from that scorching sun and that wind. At night, it's very, very cold. People have to wear a lot of clothes to keep warm. Dangerous, and this desert is a dangerous place. And people only go there if they have to. Now the people of God went through the water into the desert, into freedom. They were free. And Miriam led the dancing. Now that they're free, they can do what they want to do. Now that they're free, they can go where they want to go. But where will they go? What's the best way? God loved us so much that he gave us the 10 best ways to live. Some people call these the 10 commandments. Now, as the people traveled through the desert, they followed fire by night and smoke by day. They began to complain. There wasn't enough food, and there wasn't enough water. But God helped Moses find food and water. They traveled on. Finally, they came to a great mountain. But they stopped because Mount Sinai was covered in thick smoke and fire. They were afraid to touch it. They were afraid to go on. Only Moses had the courage to climb up the mountain through the smoke and through the fire to meet with God. When Moses got to the top of the mountain, he came so close to God, and God came so close to him, that Moses knew what God wanted him to do. God wanted him to write the 10 best ways on stones and take them down to the mountain to the people. And Moses did that. God gave Moses the 10 best ways to live. Moses gave them to the people, and the people gave them to us. Love God, love people, God loves us. Love God. Don't serve other gods. Make no idol to worship. Be serious when you say my name. Keep the Sabbath day holy. Love people. Honor your mother and father. Don't kill. Don't break your marriage. Don't steal. Don't lie. Don't even want what others have. These are hard. God didn't give us the 10 easy ways. God gave us the 10 best ways to live. Really hard. Maybe even impossible. But we're supposed to try. They mark the best way, like stones mark the right path. Now, I wonder, what do you think is the most important of the 10 best ways? I wonder which of these 10 best ways you find especially difficult. And I wonder where you all are in this story about the people of God.
Please stand as you are able and let us affirm our faith using the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Let us pray for the church and the world.
Creator Lord, you have given us eyes to see ourselves as we truly are, and the heart to accept your free gift of grace. Fill us now with the courage to step forward in faith, to repent of our sins, and to turn your life we have been given to your guidance and your service. O God of mercy,
we now confess and begin again.
Creator Lord, impel the political leaders in our world, in our nation, in our community, to rally to your call and forsake the temptations and vanity of power, and to govern with integrity, equity, and truth. O God of mercy,
we now confess and begin again.
Creator Lord, fortify and energize all who are anointed to bring us your word and sacraments. As they shepherd us in faith, we walk together towards wholeness in you. We especially pray for our Bishop Megan, our Rector Pamela, our clergy, our staff, our vestry on retreat this weekend, and all the lay leaders of this church. O God of mercy,
we now confess and begin again.
Creator Lord, sustain the faith, and dispel this despair of all who are ill in body, mind, or spirit, and of all who attend to their needs. We now join our voices to pray aloud for all those in need, especially those on our parish prayer list.
We pray for peace in all areas in the world experiencing armed conflict, especially Gaza and Ukraine. For all those affected by natural disasters, especially the winter storms here in California and the wildfires in Texas. We pray for our presiding bishop, Michael Curry, for Sheila L., Kathy P., Mary C., Garda J., Carol G., Tony C., Catherine C., Mary H., James and Kathy W., David and Jean F., David S., Diana B., Susanna and Jim W., Ryan, Vivian R., Kimo and Deb K., Ellen and Tom M., Ephraim, Anthony, Darren. Are there others that you would like to express aloud or silently for whom you would pray?
O God of mercy,
we now confess and begin again.
Creator Lord, lift from us our grief into the hope of eternal life and joy, reunited with all who now live again in glory with you.
We pray for the repose of the souls of Matthew Bachman and Frank Snow. We thank you for the life of Tasha and for her family who mourn. Are there others?
O God of mercy,
we now confess and begin again. O God, you have taught us to keep your commandments by loving you and our neighbor. Grant us the grace of your Holy Spirit that we may be devoted to you with our whole heart and united to one another with pure affection. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you. Good morning. I want to welcome into our service this morning the very Reverend Perry Polk. Father Polk is the Dean of the Wingfield Deanery. Now, if you have never heard of the Wingfield Deanery and don't know what it is, you have an opportunity to ask him that after the service and the coffee hour, which today will be held in the parish hall because of impending change in the weather. As we prayed earlier, our clergy and some of the staff are on retreat this weekend. Please keep them in your prayers as they meet to make important decisions and ways for us to move forward. I would like to encourage you to read the yellow thingy, put it up on your refrigerator, and read it on both sides. Don't forget the back. A couple of things I'd like to emphasize. One is a revival. It's coming up. It's not what you think. It's going to be a wonderful time for those of us in our diocese to meet together for a couple of days for some instruction, some inspiration, some good food. And that is April
26th and 27th.
26th and 27th. Put that on the refrigerator with the other stuff. The presiding bishop, because of illness, will not be able to be there, but the main speaker is going to be Bishop Gutierrez, who is the bishop of the Diocese of Pennsylvania, which is one of the largest, oldest dioceses in the Episcopal Church. And I have heard him speak, and he's quietly incisive, I would have to say. He's a wonderful preacher. Are there birthdays? We really miss Margaret because Margaret keeps all the rest of us on task. And the rest of us kind of wander off into the wilderness, into the desert sometimes. Let us pray together. The celebrations and milestones prayers. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand or stand.
When discouraged or sorrowful, raise them up if they fall.
And in their hearts may your peace, which passes all understanding,
abide all the days of their lives, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God.
I knew I'd forget something. What was it? The pop-up choir.
All right.
Pop up. All you who are called to be members of the pop-up choir. Join up here. Oh, I knew it. Communion. For any of you that are new, don't know how we do that these days, there will be two communion stations. You will come out of your pew and make two lanes. If you would like to have the host intincted, that means dipped into the wine, come on this side. If you would like to have the communion bread given to you, and then you can drink from the common cup, come to this side. If you get in the wrong lane, don't worry. Just switch lanes. Now, pop up.
Blessings be upon your head.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. God of all power, ruler of the universe, you are worthy of glory and praise.
Glory to you
forever and ever. At your command, all things came to be. The vast expanse of interstellar space, galaxies, suns, the planets in their courses, and this fragile earth, our island home. From the primal elements, you brought forth the human race, and blessed us with memory, reason, and skill. You made us the rulers of creation, but we turned against you and betrayed your trust, and we turned against one another. Have mercy, Lord, for we are sinners in your sight. Again and again you called us to return. Through prophets and sages you revealed your righteous law, and in the fullness of time you sent your only Son, born of a woman, to fulfill your law, to open for us the way of freedom and peace. By his blood he reconciled us, by his wounds we are healed. And therefore we praise you, joining with the heavenly chorus, with prophets, apostles, and martyrs, and with all those in every generation who have looked to you in hope to proclaim with them your glory and their unending hymn. Power, power, and might. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And so, Father, we who have been redeemed by him and made a new people by water and the Spirit, now bring before you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be the body and blood of Jesus Christ our Lord. On the night he was betrayed, he took bread, said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his friends and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, gave thanks, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering now his work of redemption and offering to you this sacrifice of thanksgiving, we remember his sins and resurrection as we await the day of his coming. Lord God of our fathers and mothers, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Sarah, Rebecca, and Leah, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, open our eyes to see your hand at work in the world about us. Deliver us from the presumption of coming to this table for solace only and not for strength, for pardon only and not for renewal. Let the grace of this Holy Communion make us one body, one spirit in Christ, that we may worthily serve the world in his name. Risen Lord, be known to us in the breaking of the bread. Accept the prayers and praises of Father through Jesus Christ, our great high priest, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit your church gives honor, glory, and worship from generation to generation. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we now pray. Come with me, gorgeous goddess. Know your status to God, and all your words to you. Poor King of the Altar, the Prince of the Prince of the Prince of the Prince of our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast. The gifts of God for the people of God. Blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Let us pray.
We thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and for assuring us in these holy mysteries that we are living members of the body of Christ and heirs of your eternal kingdom. And now send us out to do the work you have given us to do, to love and serve you as faithful witnesses of Christ our Savior. Then to you and to the Holy Spirit be honor and glory, now and forever. Amen.
And of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be among you and remain with you forever. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.